Well, yes, it is great to be here this morning. As I was listening and listening to the band warming up this morning, I just got this real sense of joy that we get to be together and we get to be learning and praising God together. You know, it's great to be continuing on in our Planted series today. And Pastor Andrew kicked it off last week and he was talking about being planted in the Word. Now, I bet you can feel the gardening illustrations coming on, everybody. Don't worry, there will be none from me today. I have a two-step gardening process. One, automatic reticulation. Number two, empowering my husband to do it. Because I was taught how to garden, but I just never got into it, you know. But you will have heard the saying, where you're planted, you will grow. Where you're planted, you will grow. And I love this picture up here that Jack has done for our graphics this month. Because it's got the kids' hands and they're just holding their seedlings and they're about to plant them in the ground. And to me, that speaks of new life, speaks of new opportunities. And I can just imagine the joy that these kids are going to feel once their seedlings are planted and their plants begin to grow. Just this feeling that they've done something that is good, that is growing. And that's what Planted is all about. It's about new beginnings, and it's about looking into a new year and reassessing, thinking about where we're going to spend our time, thinking about where we're going to spend our resources, our money, everything like that, everything that goes along with life. You know, where we're going to choose to plant ourselves, because where we're planted, we will grow. And it was Victor Hugo who said, "Most people think once or twice in their lifetime. The reason that I have been successful is that I think once or twice a year." Now, Victor Hugo was, of course, a very successful French poet, known for works such as Les Miserables and The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I didn't know until this week, which is cool. But who knows that there is a difference between the you that you are and the you that you want to be? Anyone? Yeah. You know, in my life, there's always this gap, excuse me, between the me that I am and the me over here that I want to be. So the me that I want to be is fit, is healthy, is like disciplined enough to get out of bed early enough to not have to rush in the morning. And then there's this guy over here, the me that I am, who loves to sleep and who, when I get home at the end of the day, I just want to watch Netflix. You know, the two are constantly at war with each other. The people that we want to be and the people that we actually are. You know, often we know what to do. See, I know, it's in my case, it's obvious, right? I know what to do to get myself to be to this person. You all know, you could all tell me right now. But you know what? We know what we're going to do, but we just don't do it, right? We don't actually do it. We know that the habits that we should pick up and the things that we should stop doing. But we don't do it, do we? Why? Because being planted in good things is hard. It's really difficult. To stay planted in there is difficult. It's actually easier to continue sleeping in. It's easier to stay planted in the unhealthy things. You know, these unhealthy things, they keep us from being the best versions of ourselves. And Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." You see, the biggest difference between these two people, the me that I am and the me that I want to be, is where I'm planted. It's where I choose to put all my time and my energy. It's the places that I choose to be planted in. The things that I choose to invest in. And today I want to suggest that there's some places in our lives where we're planted, and it's not very healthy. You know, there's some things that maybe we shouldn't be doing, some habits that aren't so good, some unhealthy things that we take part in that we know that we shouldn't be doing, and it's unhealthy. And at the same time, we're also planted in some really good things, So we're planted in places where we can grow, where we can flourish, and that God is clearly blessing in our lives. You know, these things that are stopping us from being who God is calling us to be, they might be something like an addiction we can't shake. You're spending time with the wrong people. You know, even something that when used in moderation is really good, but when used to its excess is actually harming us. We all have the good and the bad in our lives, don't we? We all have both of them. Let's all just admit it together. Because you know, where you're planted, you will grow. Let me say it another way. You can't expect that you will grow somewhere where you aren't planted. You can't expect that you will grow somewhere where you aren't planted. It puts it in a different light, doesn't it? You see, if we want to be the people that we want to be and that God is calling us to be, then we're going to have to do something about it, aren't we? We're going to have to spend time in places that are going to get us to where we want to go. You see, I can't expect that I'm going to get fit, that I'm going to get healthy, if I continue to snooze my alarm in the morning, or if I can't expect that. I need to make the effort to either go to the gym or go to bed earlier, don't I? And I can't expect that I'm going to be healthy if I eat deep-fried fish and chips every day, although that would be really nice. You know, I can't expect that I'm going to be a good musician if I don't put the practice in. And I can't expect that my relationship with God is going to progress if I don't spend any time with Him. You know, it's really easy for us to talk about this. It's really easy to say that we need to be planted in good things so that we can grow in good things. And it's really easy for us to say that we're planted in some bad things and maybe we should stop doing those things. Probably we should. You know, as you're sitting there, you know what I'm talking about. You know what those things are in your life that maybe they're not so healthy. You know, unfortunately, the changing it part is up to you. I'm sorry, I don't have a secret formula. I can't actually tell you how to change it because, you know, sometimes in our lives, these issues that we're stuck in, they're a bit more complicated than we may realize. You know, things like addiction, things like comfort eating, gossiping, you know, getting our identities from how many likes we get on social media. They're all complicated issues. They're difficult to work through, aren't they? But you know, what I can tell you is what will happen when you choose to be planted in Jesus instead. You know, first of all, and I'm sorry you're not going to want to hear this, but it's not going to be easy. You know, we've already talked about the road to life. The road with Jesus is narrow. It's difficult. It's a difficult journey. But at the same time, it's life. You know, it's real life. Jesus came that we may have life, real life, and have it to the full. You know, to the full doesn't mean being bogged down by the bad stuff that we're planted in. It means actually choosing to be planted in Jesus and journeying through the bad stuff with Him. Let's look at John 15 from verse 1, if you want to get your Bibles / smartphones out. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, when we're planted in Jesus, we bear fruit. That means that we grow. We grow good things. Now, bearing fruit doesn't mean that you're going to be successful and prosperous in everything that you do. We've already said that the road with Jesus isn't easy. But what it does mean is that we're living life, we're functioning in the way that God designs us to, that God has designed us to. We're being the best versions of ourselves. You know, a vine bears fruit when it is planted and it is watered and it's pruned. It doesn't bear fruit by accident. And I love verse 2. It says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. When we're planted in Jesus, he prunes us and he refines us. He shapes us into who he wants us to be. You know, he doesn't just let us sit there and get overgrown or wilt or get too big for our boots. No, he cares too much about us. He actually prunes us, and he does that through instruction from the Bible, through our spiritual leaders, and through prayer, just to name a few. And when we're planted in Jesus, the people that we want to be over here become aligned with the person that God wants us to be. It becomes one in the same. I'm a strong believer that the deepest desires of our hearts are where God wants us to be, ultimately. When we're aligned with him, he makes those two the same. But it's interesting that this passage, it comes with a bit of a warning as well. In verse 4, no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. This would suggest that the only way for us to bear fruit, the only way for us to be who God designed us to be, is to stay planted in him, is to stay attached to him. And time again, I'm reminded of this. You know, I try to do things in my own strength sometimes, and I don't know if this is a thing you've experienced in your life, but, I mean, I've probably led worship probably hundreds of times by now. And there are still times before I get up and I go, nah, I'm good. I'm fine. I've done this thousands of times. I don't need to prepare. And then every time, God just gently reminds me that I can't do it without him. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And you know, we say almost every week, you've made a great decision to be in church today, because we genuinely believe that church is a really great place to be. You know, church is a place where you can grow, you get to be taught, you get to do life together. And it's a place where if you choose to be planted in it, you will be blessed. You will reap the rewards. The Bible says that those who are planted in the church will flourish. Those who are planted in the house of God will flourish. And this is in Psalm 92 from verse 12. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will still stay fresh and green. This is good news, isn't it? Proclaiming, the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. You know, one of my heroes in life was and still is my grandma. Some of you knew her, I think, Frieda Giblet. She was the most amazing old lady. She was old from whenever I was little. And, well, I thought she was super old. She was probably only like 60 or something. But I remember my gran used to live with us, and because it was me and my twin sister, and then we had two older sisters, and I think my twin sister and I were a bit of a handful at times. So she would come and live with us during the week, and I remember for as long as I can remember, she had the same Bible, right? So she had this little thing, it's probably about this big, and she had the same case for her Bible for, I'm pretty sure, about 30 years. And every night before bed, she would read it with us. She would come and put us to bed, and we'd read the Bible together. And then in the mornings, Bree and I would go, and we'd kind of sneak into her little single bed, and she'd have to try and sneak in there too, and then we'd all read the Bible together. You know, she was the most faithful of people, and she would always tell us how she was praying for us and who she was praying for and which members of the family needed Jesus, all kinds of things like that. But she would live with us during the week, and then on the weekends, she would go home so that she could go to her home church. And she went to that church for goodness knows how long. She had the same seat in church. She served and she attended until she couldn't serve anymore. And I believe that my gran was the very embodiment of verse 13 in this passage. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. That's pretty cool. When I grow up, I want to be like my gran. You know, the church is a place where we can flourish if we will choose to be planted in it. Flourish means to grow or develop in a healthy and a vigorous way. It may sound self-serving, but when you make a choice to get involved, when you make a choice to really plant yourself in the church, that's where the blessing is. That's where we're able to flourish, and that's where God is able to use you in incredible ways to make an impact not only in the lives of other people, but in his kingdom, ultimately. And when we choose to really put roots down by making friends in the church and by getting connected, we start to make church a priority in our lives, and we grow in a healthy and a vigorous way. Because where you're planted, you will grow. So I have a question for us today. Where will you choose to grow this year? Where will you choose to grow this year? For me, that's a little more significant than where will I choose to be planted, but where will I actually choose to grow this year? Where will I choose to spend my time? Am I going to continue on being planted in these bad things? Or am I going to step closer to this person? Am I going to choose to be planted in good things? Things that when I put my effort in, I'm going to grow. You know, when we get planted in Jesus and when we get planted in his church, you know, often you might have made a decision to make a New Year's resolution this year. And I think that New Year's resolutions are so significant and so good because they're a chance for us, for people everywhere, to try at least once in the year to get a little bit closer to that person. They may fail, they may not. I can't say I've ever had one that actually worked. But when we choose to get planted in Jesus and in the church, we make a decision to grow not only for our 2018, but for every year after that, for every year for the rest of our lives. So being planted is all about looking into a new year and looking into it and saying, what are the things that I'm going to take with me? Where am I going to be planted? And where am I going to grow this year? There are some people here today who maybe you're planted in some bad things and you feel like you're stuck. Maybe you feel like this isn't something that you can actually get out of by yourself. Today I want to pray for you. I do. Because you don't have to be stuck in those things. You don't have to stay there. You can actually choose today to be planted in Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to get the band to come up now. And, you know, perhaps for some of you also, you've kind of drifted away a little bit. You've drifted away from being planted in Jesus, and today you want to get planted in him 100%. I'm going to pray for you as well. But if there's something that, as you were sitting there, you thought, maybe this might be what God is saying to me today, don't let it pass you by. I encourage you to talk to someone about it. Talk to the person you came with. Talk to me. I'm available after the service. I'd love to chat with you about it. But why don't we make a decision today to be planted in Jesus, to be planted in the things that we're going to grow in. Why don't we pray together? God, we are so grateful for a new year. We are so grateful that we are here, Lord, that we are breathing, that it's your breath in our lungs, God, that we get to be here. Lord, for those of us today who perhaps have drifted away from you a bit, who have chosen to be planted in other things rather than in you, I pray, Jesus, for the courage for them today to choose to be planted in you 100% today. And if there's anyone here today, Lord, I pray who doesn't know you yet, who wants to decide to be planted in you today, I pray, Jesus, that you would give them courage to. If that's you, why don't you just put your hands out to God and pray with me. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have been planted in the wrong things. And today, I choose to be planted in you. I choose to be in relationship with you 100%. And I thank you for what you have done for me. I thank you, God, that you are calling me to a better life, a life spent with you. Amen. And for those, God, who may be planted in some bad things, who are planted in some things that are keeping us from being the best versions of ourselves, I pray, God, that you would lift us out of that, that we would be able to do that journey with you. Thank you that we don't have to do it alone. Thank you, Jesus, that you guide us, that you lead us through it. Amen. If God's been speaking to you today, please don't let it pass you by. Don't leave today without telling someone. Speak to someone about it, because that's significant. And I believe that God's got great things for all of us. Why don't we stand together? The band's going to lead us in another song. Let's sing.